Time for Real Estate Today. Back with us after coming back from a cruise with COVID. He brought a passenger back. Charles Tarby, the owner and chairman of Century 21 Australasia, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate.
Yes, I did.
What happened, mate? What happened?
I don't know. The cruises seem to be catching it again. And just woke up the day I was leaving with a sore throat. Next day I was coughing my heart out. And
mate, if there's something going around on a ship, you'll get it. Floating petri dish.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever been on a cruise, and my wife Amy really wanted to get me on one, and she went all out, and I came back with COVID. So,
did she get it?
No. She every time I've had it, she's never gotten it.
How many times have you had COVID?
Twice.
Wow.
Twice, and she's never gotten it.
Well, there you are. Hey, listen, let's talk about real estate, can we?
Please. Which one?
Let's talk about
your house or mine.
Yeah. You could afford mine. I couldn't afford yours. Hey, listen, there's this terrible story I saw in the Sydney Morning Herald on Sunday about a renter, Christina, and she was evicted from her rental property after raising concerns about an excessive rental increase. You've read the story. Mm. Experts are warning more renters are at risk of no-ground evictions in the escalating rental crisis unless the law is reformed with urgency. This woman was shocked to receive her eviction notice a day after she raised concerns about the excessive rental increase. Tenants are feeling very, very vulnerable at the moment, aren't they, Charles? What's your advice here?
Look, they should be, and so too are landlords, unfortunately, Luke, because they're not all, but the majority, who we all know are mum and dad investors. They're getting smashed too with interest rate rises. Everybody's getting belted. And it seems to be, you know, either blame the tenant for something they did wrong or blame the landlord for so greedy. But let's be realistic and point the blame exactly where it should be, and that's with government. I think that tenants should be nervous because it is difficult for a lot of people I speak to. We sent out a flyer to a landlord database just to check the feeling of what was going on out there. And one of the agents said to me, I spent literally 3 weeks responding to landlords who said that they are thinking of selling because they can't cope with the issues of not just increased interest rates, but increased land tax, increased council rates. So there's a significant theme at play here. And it's not one-sided. It's generally not the landlord against the tenant. So I think that's the issue. I mean, I got a land tax bill the other day. I was horrified. It was four times what it was last year.
Really? Four?
Yeah, four times what it was last year. And I just can't justify it, but there it is. There it is.
Yeah, but if you think you're being unfairly evicted, what backup do you have?
Oh, look, different story. I mean, it is often if Christina probably digs deep, she might find another reason for it. Might find a genuine reason for it. But if you are being unfairly evicted, which is fairly rare because they can't just evict you for no reason at all. You know, your lease has expired. There's a valid reason. The owner wants to sell the property. They've given notice. I think there's a whole series of reasons. But if you feel you're being unfairly evicted, there is a government department in each capital city, state and territory in Australia that you can lodge a complaint with, and you'll end up in tribunals somewhere. And I have to say that most of the tribunals will favour the tenant.
Yeah, okay.
They will favour the tenant, but you've got to be prepared to do it. That's it. Landlords don't get the best deal out of all of this, that I can tell you.
All right. Charles Tarby is with us, real estate expert, Century 21. Charles, is it a good time to buy between now and Christmas? Or would you sit tight? Tell me, I know that you often talk about FOMO, fear of missing out. Maybe people want to get into a home before Christmas. They might be in a hurry, ready to pay the asking price. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I think it's a very rare time to get the best deal for a buyer before Christmas. I know that article you sent me, I know a few of the agents are saying, hey, it's a good time and that. But look, I want to challenge that because what I find is that the majority of people who are thinking of selling, Christmas is a very personal time, and they don't want to be disrupted. In fact, we had a conversation a few weeks back where I suggested if you want to sell, Christmas and January is the best time because there's still the same amount of buyers out there, but fewer sellers. So that's to me is the best way for a seller, not so much for a buyer, because I think the buyers are going to be competing far greater over Christmas and December and January than they would a normal time, because I do think the stock levels will reduce and you will be in competition with too many other people. That's my view. I've
Yeah.
held that view for a long time, Luke. And if you think about it practically, would you put your home up for sale at Christmas unless it was absolutely urgent or
Not if it
being
wasn't
transferred?
necessary. No, I wouldn't.
Yeah, you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it.
No. Charles, quickly, what happened with auctions over the weekend?
Still reasonably good, Luke. 2,200 auctions went up. 2,220, 261 auctions went up. A little bit less than this time last week, which is there's another indication. It was 2,900 last week. So there's an indication, from my view, that the stock levels are slowing down. But the clearance rate's 65.9% across the nation compared to this time last week, which was 68. So still pretty solid. But this time last year was 56.4%. So even more solid than most people think. And the two standouts are quite amazingly enough. I mean, Perth didn't have a lot of auctions, but 76.9% clearance rate. But Adelaide with 91 auctions, 76.9% also. So, those markets, I've just done the trip to Perth, Adelaide, Melbourne to catch up with principals of businesses, and I'm off to Brisbane, Auckland this coming week, and in fact, in a couple of days. And I talked to the agents in Perth. They are doing really well. They still don't have as much stock as they need, so I don't think it's going to get any better for them. Adelaide, they've got still the opportunity for more stock, but it's still not as strong. But 91 auctions, 76.9% clearance rate is quite exceptional.
Isn't
The
it?
worst capital city was Canberra, 52.7%.
Yeah, but probably less stock. Charles, this is our last chat for this year. So you and Amy and your family, lots of love. We
Thank
might
you, mate.
we might catch up over the
Same with you
break.
and Nikki and the family. And I hope so. I hope so, because we did manage one catch up this year and your golf was terrible.
Well, it was, but how good was Nikki? Hadn't played for ages. How good?
I know.
How
Very
good is she?
impressed. Very impressed. She's got a natural swing, mate. Very
She,
impressed. So you should caddy for her, mate.
I will, mate. Yeah. Hey, listen, you take care of yourself, brother. Talk soon. Happy Christmas. Happy
You.
New Year.
Thank you, Luke. Bye, mate.
Charles Tarby, owner and chairman of Century 21 Real Estate, Australasia, South Pacific, and Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate. Here on the night shift on Triple M.